From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fallout continues from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Friday phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and re-emphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. He says that it was just a small trick by Taiwan. It will not change the international bedrock of the One China policy. I think it will not change the One China policy that the U.S. government has adhered to for years. China said that it had lodged a solemn representation with Washington. Trump's call ended decades of silence between U.S. and Taiwanese leaders. Washington ended diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars in defensive and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul Saturday to call for the ouster of President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight week of demonstrations in the city. The protests started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong and incorruptible leader. The scandal surrounding Park has led to huge protests that swallowed up a large portion of downtown Seoul the past six Saturdays. Police estimated the number of protesters Saturday to be around 320,000. Protest organizers put the number much higher at 1.7 million. This is VOA News. Russia said Saturday it is ready for talks with the United States about a withdrawal of all Syrian rebels from eastern Aleppo, even as Syrian government troops continued their attacks on a rebel-held enclave. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow is ready to send military experts and diplomats to Geneva to ensure action with the United States to guarantee the pullout of all rebels from eastern Aleppo. There was no immediate response from Washington, which has been backing several of the rebel groups fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura said in Rome that he doesn't think that President-elect Donald Trump wants to start his administration with a massacre in Aleppo on his hands.
I can't imagine President Putin talking to President Trump on the 21st of January and having a discussion about Syria with Aleppo destroyed and a massacre there. I don't think that would be a good thing to imagine.
De Mistura called on Syrian President Assad to contact the United Nations without conditions, something the Syrian leader has been unwilling to do so far. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first-ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-IS fighters. Local sources told VOA that Saturday's fighting occurred just 50 kilometers west of Kandala after the regional troops were halted by landmines. The cortege bearing the ashes of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has reached Santiago de Cuba, where an elaborate funeral service is planned on Sunday. Castro's ashes have crossed 1,000 kilometers of Cuba, drawn by a trailer behind a Green Army Jeep. Thousands of Cubans have lined the route from Havana to Santiago to say their farewells to Castro, who died last week at age 90. High-profile leftist friends of the former Cuban leader, including Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro, Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega, and Bolivia's Evo Morales, are expected to attend the funeral. Castro's ashes will be interred near the remains of Cuban independence hero José Martí in a cemetery in Santiago. In Oakland, California, officials fear the death toll will rise after a massive fire broke out at a warehouse party Friday night. At least 9 people are confirmed dead. Officials fear the total could rise as high as 40. Officials said the building that housed the electronic dance music party lacked a sprinkler system that would have helped contain the blaze. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.